Chapter 1. The Science of Deduction.
It was afternoon. Holmes and I were sitting in our living room in 221B Baker Street, relaxing after our lunch.
I hate to be bored,
said Holmes suddenly. I looked over at him. Are you bored now? I asked. I myself was feeling rather content.
Yes,
he replied.
I need something to occupy my mind. That's why I have chosen my particular profession, or rather, created it, as I'm the only one in the world.
The only unofficial detective? I asked.
The only unofficial consulting detective,
he corrected me.
When Gregson or Lee Strayed or Athelney Jones don't know what to do, which they normally don't, then they come to me. I give them an expert opinion. I take no credit for it. It's the work itself which gives me pleasure. But there is no work at the moment, so I am bored.
I had some experience of Holmes's work in the Jefferson Hope case. I had written a small book about the case, calling it A Study in Scarlet. Sherlock Holmes did not like it. He said it was too romantic.
My name has also extended to the continent,
continued Holmes.
I was consulted last week by a French detective. He had two out of the three qualities necessary for a good detective. He has the power of observation and of deduction. He doesn't have knowledge, but that will come with experience.
But aren't observation and deduction the same thing? I asked.
Oh, no,
he answered.
For example, observation...